Hell Yes Life, episode 63. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I am your host, Norman Bell, coming to you live from the side of the road near Alki Beach in West Seattle. I'm just popping off a quick episode here just so I can stay somewhat current in your podcast feed. So I pop up every now and then. I've skipped a week. I think I said earlier a few weeks ago that, hey, this is season two. This is kind of going to be a no rules season. I may post several episodes in a week. I may go dark for a week or two. And indeed, that was the case last week. Just, haven't been able to do it. Okay. But I want to keep this relatively short and focused. I've noticed that I tend to ramble a little bit, and I also get really annoyed at my own little verbal tics. As I imagine you probably have noticed, my verbal tic lately has been, you know, I just was listening to the last episode and I was like, oh my God, I stopped counting at 1,000, you know? Oh, I just said, you know, right there. So we all say, you know. I've just become aware of that verbal tic, and I hear it in everyone everywhere, but I'm going to do my best to bring down my verbal tics a little bit, my ums, my ahs, my you knows. But it's a work in progress. So here's what I want to talk about today. The power of creative visioning. The power of creative visioning. And I want to talk about three examples that I've seen in out there in the world, in popular culture here in the United States, I would say, in the past few weeks. Now, what is visioning? Visioning is putting, maybe I'll start with myself. I was really happy about this. I finally put together a vision board. You're probably familiar with what a vision board is. You just get a big poster board and you cut out some pictures and that represent your vision, and you put it, you glue them to the poster board and put it up somewhere where you're going to see it frequently. Let me just look at mine right here. I took a picture of it so I could look at it even when I'm not just right in front of it. Oh, there it is. Very nice. Got my Hell Yes Life logo right in the middle. And just some of the things I have on my vision board are pictures of, I think that might be Tony Robbins there if I look closely, doing a seminar with hundreds of people. I've got a guy doing a TED talk. I'd love to do a TED talk. I've got book launch. I've got things around writing a book, coaching, which I'm in the midst of doing training for as we speak, mastermind group. And then I've got some travel stuff. I'm just going to put this out there because the more I put it out there, the more I bring my vision into the world. So thanks for listening. Here's a few places that I have on my radar to go. Nepal, that's a big one. I may have even talked about this on the show before, but I have a longstanding desire to go to Nepal. Almost went there in 2001 and it ended up not happening. And so it's kind of this interest in completing that mission, but also want to go to Costa Rica, Sedona, Arizona for some reason. And Kauai. Now, of course, there's a lot of other places. My wife and I were talking about Europe the other day. Africa, I'd love to go to Africa. So those are some places that I'd like to go. What else? I've got some creative stuff here. I've got painting and a guy juggling. This is just to kind of keep creativity in mind for me. Very important. Service. I've got service on here. I've got Pencils of Promise and Charity Water. There are two charities that I may be interested in participating in at some point. I'm not sure exactly how, but gosh, yeah, I'd like to. Pencils of Promise, they build schools in Africa and South America and so forth, Central America. I'd love to do something like that. And I've got pictures of, actually, I have a picture here of, I think it's Justin Bieber participated in Pencils of Promise, and he's hugging a girl from Central America, I think. So it's kind of like, yeah, yeah, I want to do that. So I want to see, and then I have an image here of our next home. I want it to be a two-story home. We live in a pretty small home, a small rented home. I don't know if our next home will be rented or if we will probably be rented. Is what I was thinking. But hey, maybe we'll buy it. I don't know how we would do that at the moment. But that's the thing about a vision, is you want to put things on there that you're kind of like, I don't know how I would ever do this, but I really would love this. I would love this. And it seems out of reach. But you have, you know, what the deal with the vision is that it's not something that is a linear thing. It's letting it sit there in your consciousness, right? So when what you're doing when you put something on your vision board and you look at it regularly is you are honoring that as a desire in your life, as something that you want in your life. And it seeps into your consciousness. And I don't know, just depends on what your belief system is. I don't even know what mine is really, but I do know that sometimes synchronicities happen. You could explain that in a few different ways. It could be, higher power, God stuff, or it could just be that, hey, since that's sitting there in your subconscious a bit more than usual, that you, for example, there's a color. Is this kind of this lime green that I just bought this bag, and it has this lime green in it. And now I noticing that lime green everywhere, right? So. On my vision board, one example of that is I put a guy in a headset on the vision board because I imagine myself doing telephone or web-based coaching. And within a week of having this vision board up, I ordered a great headset. So that's not even a magical thing. It's like, well, there's something I want to bring my vision to life. I'm going to order a headset, $20. So, but when you have it up in front of you, it makes it clear for you, what you want in your life. And I'm going to give a shout out. I actually give a shout out to my friend Peter Faisa quite a few times on the podcast, but I'll have to do it again because he put together this little video about how to, create a vision board. And it's a little bit different than I've done in the past, which usually relies on getting a bunch of old magazines and so forth. Well, he said, why do that? Why not collect images from the internet and put them in a folder on your desktop and then print those out? And then you would put together this list of your sections of your life that you want to have on the vision board. So for me, I had career and home, service, creativity, travel, and then you know I don't have a printer at home anymore, so I went to a print shop. But if you have a printer at home, easy enough, just print those things out and then use that to create, you get a glue stick and a poster board and use that to create your vision board. So I will do my best to put a link in the show notes. I'm really trying to keep this minimal these days because I've got a lot on my plate right now, but I'll try to put a link in the show notes, or if you don't see the link and you're really interested, then send me an email or through the contact page and I will hook you up with that video. So that's that about the vision board. But okay, so what I wanted to say about examples of visioning, now this isn't like vision, kind of like a formal vision board, but I've seen some examples of creative visioning out there in the world this past few weeks. And here's what I mean. So I went to see the movie Black Panther a couple weeks ago now, or whenever it came out, first weekend it came out, I think 10 days ago. I really loved it. I'm not going to go into a whole review of the movie here. And I should say, I'll just put like, hey, be aware this next few minutes may include some spoilers about the movie Black Panther. So I just don't want to have to think about, am I going to say something that ruins the movie for you or not? So up to you if you want to keep listening, if you haven't seen the movie. I may not say anything. The main thing I wanted to say about the movie, it's a great movie. It's a superhero movie. I'm not the biggest superhero fan in the world. This one was, I feel like this is probably one of the best superhero movies I've seen, at least in a long time, if not, you know, ever. And one of the reasons I really loved it was it presented African-American, well, it's mainly African people, but Black people in a completely new way. I mean, I'm a white guy, all right? I'm a white American guy. So I'm going to try to tread a little softly in talking about this. I'm aware of the idea of the white mansplainer. So for me to try to tell you about Black Panther, I'm not going to try to get into that. But I just wanted to, the thing I wanted to say about it was that it was a revelation to see this. They present a society there called Wakanda. It's a city state of Wakanda. It doesn't really exist, and it's sort of under it in the movie. No one knows about it. It's got a kind of a invisible shield. I don't know how they do that, but that keeps it protected. But basically, the society, it's an advanced society of African people who have advanced technology, and they are, there's somebody walking by now, so I'm just going to be a little embarrassed holding the microphone here, and I'm just going to keep going because, hey, that's okay. So they have an advanced society, an advanced technology, and just the way that they presented the African people in there, the Black people in there, was something that you just don't see in movies. It was empowering, and almost everybody in the movie was Black, which is almost unheard of in a Hollywood movie. Or, you know, if they do have movies about Black people in the past, if movies have typically been about slavery or gangs in South Central LA or something like that. So it's usually presenting, here's the tough life of the African American in the United States or in Africa, poverty, gang violence, etc. So always about the plight of the Black person, the African American. But this was completely different. This was like, you know, they were the superior society, and I just love that. I just love it. So in a way, I thought of it as an example of creative visioning, because, and I've been reading about this, and maybe you have too, about the reaction to this movie from African Americans and Africans all over the world, that they're looking at this and it's so empowering. I mean, there's one article a video clip that went viral on YouTube about a couple of African American guys looking at the poster for this, and they're like, what, you mean white people get to feel like this all the time, you know? And just imagining the young African American and African children looking at this movie and seeing themselves in this, and the women too. The women are really strong, strong characters, strong physically and smart. And yeah, I thought it was great. So I say more of that, please. So, and that it presents just by, and it never says anything. It does talk about, the issues of race and the issues of, should we help the greater society with this, or the villain in the movie is relatable, by the way, is wanting to use it to fight back, basically, and that's understandable. But But it's really more the implicit message of just seeing these empowered Black people on the screen that for me was just like, oh my gosh, I just want to see more and more of that. You know, it's like, let's not talk about what's wrong, but let's present a vision of what could be. And I know that there's not going to be Wakanda, but you know, people are, you know, there's a hashtag Wakanda Forever. That's quite popular. So anyway, you get what I'm trying to say here. It's like putting something up there that's a different take on something that people can aspire towards. And of course, you know, they're never going to create Wakanda, but I think that this could light up the fire in a lot of young African Americans and Africans. And I say hell yes to that. I say hell yes to that. Okay, another one was a couple weeks ago, it was a little bit, maybe it's 2 or 3 weeks ago now, Elon Musk. I just wanted to mention this about Elon Musk and his launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket. Congratulations to Elon Musk on that. And not only did Elon, now there's somebody going in the car in front of me here, that's fine. I'm just still going to record, even though they're like, what is that guy doing with his microphone? There's something really cool about what Elon Musk did. He didn't just put a giant rocket up in space. He put a giant rocket up in space that was carrying a red Tesla that had a mannequin driving it that he named Rocket Man. Now that is just cool, all right? I'm not sure actually if this is a case of visioning as much as something that could have been more kind of rote or mechanical that he turned into something fun and creative. And there's actually a quote, my own feeling about it was I felt quite inspired by it, and I think a lot of people did, in seeing those the images of Rocket Man in this Tesla car floating in space in orbit around the Earth. Now, apparently, this car is going to then it's got a trajectory where it's going. Is it going to go around Mars or is it going around the Sun? I'm not sure. But it was just, I found very creative and just wanted to look at this quote from the New York Times the day after that happened, quoting Elon Musk. He said, "It's kind of silly and fun, but silly and fun things are important." Now, I just love that quote. "It's kind of silly and fun, but silly and fun things are important." I mean, Elon Musk for president, you know, or Elon Musk, just love that that somebody in his position would say something like that. And then later in the article, he says, "We want a new space race. Races are exciting." It really hooks into that child, kind of that childlike quality in us that I think that lights us up. And I know a lot, you know, I was reading that week that a lot of people were mesmerized or inspired by that launch and Rocket Man. And actually, I ended up listening. I'm not a huge David Bowie fan. Although I totally understand why you would be if you are a David Bowie fan out there. But that week I started listening to Rocket Man and that led to listening to some more David Bowie. So thank you, Elon Musk, for that dose of inspiration. And the last example of creative visioning that I wanted to mention, and I don't have the internet available right now, so I may get her name wrong, but this is one of the young people that were involved in the Florida school shooting. They were there during the Florida school shooting, and I believe her name is Elena Gonzalez. I know her last name is Gonzalez, but I may have her first name wrong. But she, if you haven't seen her speech about this, I highly recommend that you watch it. She's very impassioned, but very articulate speech about gun control and school shootings and gun violence in the United States. And I may lose some listeners here, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I am all for some gun control in this country. It does not mean that we're going to take away your guns. It doesn't mean we're abolishing the Second Amendment. I don't know why that is always, we got to go right to that. No, there can actually be some gray area there, a little bit of middle ground, where we could live in a country where you can't buy beer until you're 21 and you can't buy cigarettes until you're 18, but you can go to a gun show and buy an AR-15. No, how about we just not live in a country like that? So the creative visioning that she did in that speech was, she said, this will be the last mass shooting. And I just thought that was a powerful thing to say. It's a vision. It's one of those things that in the United States, we can almost not imagine the last mass shooting, because it just seems like it's always just going to go on and on and on like this. And so that's what visioning is. We don't know how that's going to happen, but we state that vision. And then we summon our will and our actions to meet that vision. When JFK, this is one of the most famous visions that was ever put out there, which was the moonshot, right? Saying, by the end of this decade, we will put a man on the moon. And nobody knew, as far as my understanding, how they were going to do that. But once that vision was out there, everyone came together and it was a Herculean effort, but they made it happen. And of course, speaking of space races, there was a space race going on. So we had to beat the Russians. So that helped. But here we are again with another situation, very different situation, but we don't know how it's going to happen. But could we make this the last mass shooting? So I just love that she put that out there. So those are just a few examples from recent news and events here in the United States. Now let's go back to you. Let's go over to you. And your vision might not have anything to do with anything that I've just talked about, but I'll bet you have a vision. And if you don't have a vision, well, then you just haven't been digging deep enough, because you do have a vision. You do. It's just a matter of uncovering it. So I would highly recommend, just going back to what I was saying at the beginning of this episode, to create a vision board. And if you're not ready to create a vision board, here's the thing about creating a vision board is it requires you to do a bunch of tiny, not very difficult, but kind of mundane steps that your mind will, pretty easily block. It's like, oh God, I got to go to the drugstore and get a poster board and a glue stick. And then I gotta collect these images on the internet and put them in a folder and then put them on a Word doc and print them out, cut them out. There's enough, at least for me, it took me a few weeks to get around to doing it, but it started to become a pressing thing in my mind. Like, I really want to do that. So I would start small and start with putting together your categories of things you would like to sections that you would have on your vision board. And then the next step after that, maybe just do that this week. And then next week, spend 10 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I always like to say 10 minutes because it's not super intimidating. And just go online and, type in your category, house, whatever it is. I mean, that for me, it was, one of the things we want in our, the new place we live is, because we're living in a rented house right now and we can't have pets. And this is just insane that my daughter, who has basically said, my daughter Sophia, she's 7, going on 8, unbelievably. And she has basically said, I am a cat in a human body. At some point she said that. And she's just all about cats, 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 cats. But we can't have a cat. So that's just insane. I mean, it seems like almost a silly reason to move. But when you know how important that is to my daughter, and it's not the only reason we would move, but we got to have cats. We got to have cats. So I have two little kittens on my vision board representing those kittens. Yeah, we're going to get two kittens when we move. So I'll let you know about that when that happens. So what's your vision? I want to hear about your vision. Feel free to email me. You guys don't email me very much, but email me if you listen to this and you get inspired to put together a vision board and tell me what's in your vision. And tell me about any other experiences you've seen out there of creative visioning, whether it's in movies and the news and your life. Just keep your eyes open for that this week. Okay, 25 minutes. That's actually fairly short for me these days. So I'm going to wind it down and say, hey, thanks for listening, and hell yes! Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.